From the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit, this is The Rundown, your source for news and updates from LPA, including performance audits recently released to the Kansas Legislature. I'm Brad Hoff. In September 2020, Legislative Post Audit released a project monitoring report tracking the Kansas Bureau of Investigation's progress in implementing its new fingerprint identification system. This is the second quarterly report following the first installment released in June of 2020. In that report, Legislative Post Audit determined the new fingerprint identification system project status was satisfactory after evaluating its scope, schedule, cost, and security. Sagar Bhatia, Senior IT Auditor at Legislative Post Audit, is back in the Rundown studio to give our listeners an update on this IT project and discuss any new findings the audit team found these last few months. Sagar, welcome to the Rundown studio.
Glad to be here.
So before we go over the updates to the new fingerprint identification system, take a few minutes to discuss the project's history, specifically the reason for a new system and what tools it will give law enforcement.
KBI is responsible to maintain the automated fingerprint identification system. That system collects, stores, and compares fingerprint records. The system, which is also connected to federal databases, is used by various criminal justice agencies. Now, there are a couple of reasons for developing the new system. First and foremost, the state's current system is quite old. It was last refreshed in 2012. Its hardware and software cannot be upgraded, and the maintenance contract cannot be extended beyond the year 2022. Second, the system does not meet current information security standards. Last, the system's old technology results in misidentifications, and Kansas palm prints are no longer accepted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The new system will obviously solve these issues. In addition to the traditional fingerprint, it will also include other biometric features such as iris scanning and facial recognition.
Now, the June 2020 report found that the project scope is satisfactory, which is also what you found here in the report released in September of 2020. So, are there any significant updates related to the project scope that the team found?
Yes, the agency has made significant progress in finalizing the project scope. In late May 2020, KBI completed its planning project to design and refine the requirements for the main ABIS project and has created a detailed request for proposal document. This request for proposal document and the resulting contract award for the new ABIS project will firm up the scope.
The audit team also found that the project schedule is satisfactory and continues to be on track, which is also what you guys found in June of 2020. What can you tell us about any significant updates related to the project schedule?
The planning project was slightly behind schedule, but has now been completed. This delay led to delay in release of request for proposal for the main project. KBI staff has now pushed back the project award deadline from July to early November 2020. This will still allow the contractors roughly 2 years to produce a working system by December 2022. This progress makes us to believe that the project is on schedule as of now.
So just to reiterate, the project will be complete in December of 2022?
As per planned schedule, yes.
The report noted that KBI officials received a legislative funding approval for $6.8 million in the 2020 legislative session for this project. Explain to our listeners what transpired during this monitoring quarter and why getting this approval was critical for the project.
As we noted in the last report, the ongoing COVID pandemic cut the legislation session short. This left the main ABIS project unfunded. The legislature appropriation bill, Senate Bill 66, set aside $50 million in state general funds to help support coronavirus response efforts. KBI officials requested $6.8 million for the ABIS project from those funds. The Legislative Budget Committee and the Legislative Coordinating Council approved the agency's request during its June 17th and June 18th hearings. This funding will allow the agency to sign a contract with suitable vendor to develop the new system and proceed as planned.
The report also stated that the project's planning for security is satisfactory. What work did the team complete to make this assessment?
As I touched on this earlier, the planning project's deliverable included creating detailed requirements that included security parameters, a cost estimate, and a work breakdown structure for the main project. We confirmed that the finalized request for proposal document included various security and governance requirements for this project. This leads us to believe that the team is thinking about security while planning for this project.
Finally, what is the main takeaway of the report?
The main takeaway of this project for all our listeners is that the project is on track so far, but as mentioned earlier, our work here is continuous. It will be important for the KBI to meet its upcoming deadlines to keep the project on track.
Sagar Bhatia is a senior IT auditor at Legislative Post Audit, and he supervised a project monitoring report on the KBI's progress in implementing its new fingerprint system. Sagar, thanks for taking the time to walk me through the findings today.
Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for listening to The Rundown. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more information about Legislative Post Audit and our audit reports, visit www.kslpa.org and follow us on Twitter @KSAudit.